If you're in the market for a free COVID-19 test, this is the place to be in the Elyria City Hall parking lot between 9 and 3 o'clock this morning. The event hosted by the City of Elyria, Lorain County Health and Dentistry, and the Ohio National Guard. And with me this morning, Elyria City Mayor Frank Whitfield and also CEO Stephanie Wiersma from Lorain County Health and Dentistry. And Stephanie, let's start with you. How did all of this come together, and how did Lorain County Health and Dentistry become involved?
In Ohio, the governor's office, the Minority Health Strike Force, identified the opportunity to partner Guard with community health centers interested in bringing COVID-19 testing to the community. So free of charge, all no referral needed. And honestly, with our partnership with in the City of Elyria, we could make this happen almost overnight. This has been a very quickly organized but well-organized event, and we expect to serve hundreds today.
You ask that people contact you ahead of time. You said hundreds. Do you have a rough head count? And what about people who did not get in touch? May they still come by as well?
Yes, they may still come by. We asked people to call Lorain County Health and Dentistry in advance, and in fact, they still can do that today, 240-1655. The reason is we want to assure adequate testing supplies, and we had registered by the end of day yesterday over 350. And then this morning, as you can see, we have a number of people already waiting in line to be seen. But you don't have to have pre-registered in order to get the test. Just show up between those hours, providing we have the testing kits still available, and we'll be able to help you.
Take us through the process, if you would, please. How does this work?
Let's take a drive up. Person drives a car into our parking lot will get directed at the entrance to the Elyria City Hall parking lot to one of four testing tent areas. There are about 10 parking spaces beside each testing tent. They remain in the car. One of my staff, Lorain County Health and Dentistry, will approach the vehicle and collect enough information so that we can connect the specimen with the person and then contact the persons afterwards to give results.
And about how much later do you get the results?
We're working with the ODH lab, the Department of Health lab in Columbus. My understanding is about 3 to 4 days.
Mayor Whitfield, if you want to step up a little closer, why is this so important for the City of Elyria?
Yeah, I think for so many residents, they want to know their status, you know, and we're excited to be able to partner with the governor's office, partner with Lorain County Health and Dentistry. Stephanie and her team have done an amazing job. And, you know, what's important right now is a lot of people are unsure. There's so much uncertainty about this virus and, like, what can I do? What can I do? Is it okay for me to go visit my grandmother? Should I stay away from her? Am I sick? I don't want to. So this gives folks an opportunity to have some peace of mind and say, all right, I got tested, you know, so. You know, things could happen in between when you get tested, but at least you have the sense of peace of mind. I don't have it. I may have been feeling some certain kind of way, but I'm okay. And, you know, let me continue to practice all the guidelines that have been shared with me, but really giving the city a chance to have a peace of mind.
Stephanie mentioned how quickly this all came together. Talk about that process for the city.
Yeah, so fortunately, throughout this pandemic, we've really been using City Hall parking lot for a lot. We've been feeding seniors. We did our forum on racism here. We've been using this parking lot like it's a convention center. And so when we heard that there was a need to find a location, we immediately said, hey, this works. We already got a system in place for getting cars in and out, and this is the perfect way for us to use it.
All right. Mayor Whitfield, thank you so much for stopping by today, hosting this event. Stephanie, thank you as well. And again, we have people lined up for the walk-ups. They're on 2nd Avenue, is that correct? 2nd Street. And we have people in the parking lot already. I assume they will be taking part in the drive-through. And they also enter off 2nd Street? Okay, that'll start at 9 o'clock and run until about 3 this afternoon. So things are getting almost underway here, Bruce.